5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I have somehow agreed to allow this to be Fight Friday.
Mm-hmm. And look, a strange thing has come over you because these stories, some of them are heartwarming.
Not all, but okay, I will give you that. Tonight is the big Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight on Netflix. It's been promoted for what seems like forever at this point.
But it all comes to a head this evening.
Joey, what happened when you got into a fight?
Well, actually, I've been in two fights in my life.
Okay.
Just two, my entire life.
All right.
I'm 50. And they were both at my brother's wedding.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Two separate weddings, not twice in one wedding, two separate weddings. My younger brother and then my other brother years later. The first one, I fought my cousin.
Okay.
And The second one, I fought some random stranger on the shuttle going back from the venue to the hotel.
I mean,
how are you invited to any family weddings anymore?
What is the explanation for this, Joey? I mean, you seem like a pretty even-keeled guy. Like, are you the guy that's regulating for everybody else so you're, like, on high alert or what?
Well, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Alcohol may have been involved.
Right. Oh, well, you know.
I knew that.
Open bar.
But the funny thing is, I would ask people that were there the next morning, and the next mornings were always very awkward, did I at least look cool doing it? And one time I was actually on the video.
Nice.
And I watched myself on the video.
Yeah.
I did not look cool though.
No,
literally,
you never look cool in a fight. You never look cool.
My arms were just flailing around. And
well done, Joey. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Before the next fight happens, I suggest you do a little bit of shadow boxing. Get your form right.
You don't have any more brothers, do you, getting married?
Dave, tell us what happened. Fight Friday. What happened in your last fight?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of fights, but I was never a bully. But I'm going to go way back, sixth grade, Oak Hill School. We had a new kid come in, and we had this bully in the school. He didn't know anybody, and the other kid kept picking on him. So I told him, listen, you have to stop. The poor kid doesn't know anybody. He's all by himself. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
So he kept picking on him. I said to him, if you do it again, I'm going to smack you. So he did it. I smacked him. Then his brother jumped in. I smacked his brother. So I got the two of them going, and then all of a sudden the principal comes over, grabs me by the ear, and says, all right, you're in detention now. So I said, but I really didn't start it. I don't care. You're in detention. So I went to detention. From that day on, that was sixth grade, the fellow that I stuck up for sends me a Christmas card every Christmas. Graduated from grammar school. He went to high school. Sent me a Christmas card every Christmas until he graduated. The last card I got, he was graduating, going into the seminary to be a priest.
No kidding.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What a nice story. And good for you to stick up for.
Maybe he'll say a prayer for me.
Yeah.
See, you never know who you're sticking up for.
No, that's right. And in this case, he was sticking up for Jesus.
God. He was sticking up. Yeah.
Right.
He gets an elevator right up to heaven. Fight Friday. This is happening tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the problem child, Jake Elgato Paul, and the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Iron Mike Tyson!
I feel like we've been hearing about this fight forever now, and it's finally happening.
It's Fight Friday, Anna.
Yeah, you can watch it on Netflix tonight live. It's a boxing match, old versus young, the whole thing.
Match.
You know, in case you don't know what the heck is going on. So somehow I've agreed to allow this to happen. When did you get into a fight, and what happened? Miguel.
Well, when I was in school, I was scared of this bully. He was very tough. Everybody was scared of him. Mm-hmm. And my mom made me fight him, which I was so scared. I didn't think I was going to beat him. And I ended up winning the fight. And then we became friends.
So wait a minute. So you taught him a life lesson. That's nice. Or were you both bullies after that?
Actually, kind of. But I wasn't such a bully as him. I was just proud of myself. But then I got a second story that I thought I was going to work again in high school and freshman. And I punched the bully in the face with all my might, mm-hmm. thinking, you know, I'm going to win the fight again. And
right.
and he ended up destroying me.
Yeah, we can't win the lotto every time, right? Like, I mean, but
absolutely.
And at the same time, I mean, you could have grown as a person, but you didn't.
You
so then karma came back to get you.
You could have, like, teamed up for good. And instead, they just teamed up to become a team of bullies.
You can't win them all. You win some and you lose some.
Right. My confidence taught me to be bigger. You know what? If we took a vote amongst bullies, nobody's ever asked the bully what it did for their confidence.
But I don't think bullies think they're bullies. I think they think they're macho, or they think that they're just they don't take junk or whatever.
Or
like
they're
that.
Misunderstood,
like,
right?
Who says? Yeah, no, I'm a bully. Besides Miguel,
he was kind of macho because he was a pretty boy too. Had all the little girls behind him, you know. I was skinny, ugly,
yes,
you know.
On a parade of, you know, violence and ladies. All right, congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks, Miguel. Fight Friday, Jerry. What do you say? What happened in your last fight?
So I'm in college, and I was on a road trip to Syracuse, New York, University of Syracuse. You know how it gets in the winter.
Yes, yeah.
So we were out for a night, had a usual, you know, shenanigans, and we're all in a back alley sort of at the end of last call. And this car comes racing through, and, you know, being a little angry because it sort of cleared the crowd away, I kind of slapped the back of the hood. Car stops, guy gets out. You know, the words are exchanged, and we start squaring up against each other. But being winter in Syracuse, the whole place was an ice patch. So as I squared up and threw the first punch, my legs out came out from under me, and I, you know, hit the ground. So I got back up again, squared back up.
Yeah.
Did the same thing. Legs came out, hit the ground. This time I hit my head on the ice.
Oh.
The crowd is starting to react. Tried it one last time, and the guy didn't even, like, wait for me to do it. Hit the ground again, and I basically kicked my own butt.
So let me get this straight. He never actually really touched you. He just let you kind of fall all over the place.
It was basically like a comedy performance of Monty Python.
Right.
Is what it was.
I mean, the Benny Hill music was playing in the background. Yeah, pretty much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.